When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree?
Welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful Mr. E.
And I am Jay Clone 23.
Beep, boop, bop, bop. I just always want to do that.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It just sounds like it's robot stuff's about to come out.
Like I'm a robot clone?
No, like you got robot parts in your cloned brain.
It's like that show, Whatever Happened to Robot Jones, but Whatever Happened to Robot Clone, Jay Clone, whatever.
Editors, make that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it's just me.
Editors, on it. Crap.
Just me.
Crap, gave myself work again.
No, we're here to review the Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival.
2024.
Absolutely amazing.
That's an understatement.
I know. To the crew and B and Suzanne and everybody.
Everyone involved. Puts Pops.
The whole BFRO crew, B had come out and help her out with. I'll try to remember everybody's name. Jim.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. Kevin.
I'm trying to go.
Pops.
Through. Yeah.
Are we missing one?
Yeah, yeah.
What's his, Larry?
Larry, because I called him Lee this weekend, and he went with it.
Yeah.
I hate when people do that
because it doesn't help you.
It makes it worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Because now he'll always be Lee in my head.
Exactly. Yeah.
But no, everybody was so much fun. But we'll talk about all that. How do you want to start with this?
Well, should we just start on our journey down there?
Yeah, so we took the bus, which is a lot of fun. It's probably our shortest, none of these things are close to us besides the one we're putting on.
Well, yeah. The Bigfoot Jamboree October 5th.
Yeah. So we took the bus down. It was a lot of fun. I always love taking the bus. You know, our tour bus.
The Crypts of the Corn bus.
A couple listeners seen it going down through Columbus and took pictures of it on the highway and stuff like that, which is fun.
That's awesome.
I think both Robert from You Big Apes and Brian. Oh, Brian was right behind us on the exit.
Yeah, which is nuts.
Yeah.
How many times has that happened to us?
Oh, you remember when
Mark, the Ripper?
You know, the Ripper was like, this crazy man was during a rainstorm, was chasing us down, honking and
yeah,
like what, falling off the back of the bus
on our way down to CryptidCon.
He's literally like took a picture of his dashboard. He's listening to us as we're right beside him on the highway.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, so yeah, get down there. So much fun. B put us up in an amazing hotel, which I don't really want to tell you people because I want to be able to rent it next year.
Right. Yeah.
Because it only has 41 rooms.
Thank you, B.
Thank you, B. But pretty much all the speakers and a lot of the VIP people and like everybody that put it on was in the same hotel.
Yeah.
Like it was just like that. Like
it was awesome.
It was so much fun. The hotel was, you know, it's always kind of one of the funnest parts with us sitting back and hanging out with everybody talking Bigfoot, paranormal, timescale, God, like
everything in between.
Everything in between.
I mean, just everything from basal, you know, I don't know. Go on. Next.
But no, so then the VIP thing was that night, Thursday night when we got there.
Yeah, now that was fun.
That was a lot of fun. Anybody that does these events, and that was an extra thing you could buy for B's event.
Yep.
An extra ticket.
Which highly recommend.
Yeah, because you get to hang out with the speakers and then TV personalities and stuff like that. Like, I wasn't a speaker this year, but he was a part of the event.
Right, yeah, big time.
Oil's always, you know, so much fun. He's so nice to talk to. Everybody, highly, you know, he's very approachable. Just go talk to him.
Yeah, Lyle Blackburn, so fantastic.
But so all the speakers were there, and so like the TV personalities, like Wild Bill and Lyle and stuff like that, you know. And just hang out, talk for a couple hours, and just, you know, it was really fun. B did a presentation for everybody that night.
Which I really enjoyed.
Which we may steal for our event next year.
What's that?
Do our presentation Friday night.
Oh, that would be, or Thursday night?
Yeah, well, Friday night, because we do our VIP thing Friday night.
Oh, you mean for our event?
Yeah.
I thought you meant for Hawk and Ales next year.
Well, it'd be once this year. I don't care.
Yeah, we'll steal her spot.
No, but...
at our own event.
Yeah. Anyways, so that was a lot of fun. Go back. Well, Wild Bill rode in the bus with us, and I actually took one wrong turn in the bus, and I hadn't been up there. I hadn't been up there probably... Well, last time we went was almost 3.5 years ago.
Well, yeah. So that dinner, they took place at the new lodge.
The new lodge.
They just built down at Hocking Hills. So if you haven't been down in the Hocking Hills area to check that out, the brand new lodge, it is fantastic. It is beautiful inside.
It is. Hocking Hills, the area itself, is probably the prettiest place left in Ohio that you can get to.
Yeah.
Now, like Chagrin Falls and stuff like that, from the work I used to do, is just as pretty, if not prettier. There's nothing, you can't get there.
What do you mean? Where is it?
It's south of Cleveland, but it's the Chagrin River.
Oh, okay.
It's the last place we still have native brook trout and healthy populations.
Oh, nice.
You can't get to it. Like, people probably will shoot you.
Before you even get
there. Yeah. Because okay. It's one of our last, like, class A streams left in the state.
Gotcha.
It's pretty much untouched.
Gotcha.
So people will, you can't go to it.
Is that lodge at Old Man's Cave?
Yes. Yeah, so there's the Old Man's Cave center and stuff, visitor center. People keep thinking it's that. Like they redid that. No, a quarter mile up the road, they built a brand new lodge on the top of the hill.
That's gigantic.
It's gorgeous and it's pretty.
Yeah.
And it has even that little stream inside and stuff like that. They did a really great job.
It's really amazing.
They did a really, really great job.
Highly recommend checking it out.
But you can get on the trails right from the back of it.
Yep. Right off, yeah. Leave your room and out the door.
You can start going on the trails.
Yep.
Which is awesome, because that's what you want to do for Hocking Hills. And, like, Hocking Hills itself has everything from really mild stuff to take the family on. It still sees some really, really cool, beautiful things to really advanced trails and stuff like that. You know, you can do it all. Like me, you, and Nick slid down that cliff.
What do you mean slid down it?
Remember when you were walking, looking for Bigfoot?
You mean when we started the podcast?
Yeah.
Forever ago.
Yeah, when we slid down that cliff.
Yes, I do remember.
And Nick's like, oh, just go.
Yeah,
like,
just go. It'd be fine.
40-foot drop.
all right.
We did. We were fine.
Yeah.
He was right.
Yep.
No, so that was a Friday night, or the Thursday night thing. So Friday, the festival gets rocking and rolling. Absolutely amazing electricity.
Yeah, it was great.
The crew that puts it on are a great, like, they're not family, but they are a great family. Like, there's so much love and, like, time put into this by people that just volunteer so much.
Right. Oh, that Friday, I think Friday morning was when I met the future mayor. Well, no, maybe not the future mayor, but, yeah, that was fun. That was an interesting morning.
And that's all we're going to say about that.
Yes, okay.
Moving on.
No, Friday... When we got set up, my favorite part, too, before the festival starts, is just going around checking out all the booths real fast. And that's when we met, for the very first time, live action.
Oh,
Turtle Man. So I got to meet Turtle Man for the first time in my life. And I tell you what, that's an amazing human being.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's great personality. He's just a real human.
A real human being that is exactly like you see on TV. He is that person.
He is that guy.
Just make a normal, like, everyday conversation with him. He's still that. What you see is what you get. He's not putting on an act at all whatsoever, which is amazing. But, yeah, that was probably the most exciting meet for me this weekend, I think, just for someone I've never met before, was Turtle Man. And I didn't even realize he was coming up to the Hocking Hills Bigfoot Fest until, like, a couple weeks before, or like a week before?
He just confirmed a couple weeks before.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, no, he he wanted to do it a while ago. I can't remember the story.
But
there was a conflict of interest, I think, and then he could come.
That was awesome. I even got to show him my turtle video I just took.
He loved it, yeah.
A couple days before meeting him, which is...
And, you know, he'd have got in the water. He'd have got that
turtle. Oh, he would have grabbed it. Him in the boat. Yee, yee. No, he's fantastic. So, hearing the live action yee, yee in person, you know, it's spine tingling.
Magical.
Yeah, it's something else like that. That's been doing that recently. I don't know why. I don't know what that beep.
Yeah, it scares me.
It does.
But yeah, go on.
After we met Turtle Man, well, that was at the beginning of the festival. Then the festival kicked underway. And Friday night, it started out, well, Friday evening, afternoon, yes, morning. Actually, it was Friday morning. I mean, it started out, we had great weather. We got lucky with the weather until, like, it started downpouring. But that was way later. So let's talk
about Friday's weather.
Yeah.
And that's Ohio, right? Any event you're going to do in Ohio is, you know, you run the chance. Any outdoor event.
Right.
August in Ohio is just always... You could just pick.
It's a mystery.
It is. So it was, I think it got up to 95 on Friday is what I seen B talking about.
Dang.
It was so hot.
Yeah.
So Peyton, listener, Patreon member Peyton, bought me and you a battery pack fan.
Which was a lifesaver.
Yes, even though you kept hogging it.
I'm sorry.
And one
I
of us
move just, around a lot more.
One of us is 300 pounds and one of us is 140 pounds.
Yeah, well.
And one of us really needed it a lot more than the other.
Yeah, it was me. That's why I had it.
No, but it was a lifesaver.
Yeah,
it was really good. Anyways, then right like towards the evening, a massive hard storm moved in.
Yeah.
It was like me and Nicole and Jay were holding down the big tents, and me and Nicole got picked up for just a second. It's both me and Nicole's eyes got really big for a second. Like, oh.
Well, I was.
I don't leave the ground very often.
Yeah, and there you almost did.
And no, it was off the ground. Yeah. It picked us up for just a second, and because we were in the tent with the quacken bushes.
Yeah,
and they're about like you built.
Yeah, I'd say so. We're very exactly the same.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's just like they weren't holding much down. Like
no.
So it was just you know. Anyways. It rained. I got videos. I posted on Facebook for everybody to just see how hard it was raining. It lasted for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't long.
And that's what everybody said, you know, it's going to last. It was really funny about 10 minutes before you see everything button up, and then it pours, and everything opened back up, and people instantly back out again.
Just flooded right back out, yeah.
It was so much fun. And then it was nice Saturday. We needed that storm on Friday to give the big day Saturday a cool off.
Right, and it worked.
It topped out, I think, at 81, 82, which is still hot.
Yeah.
But it started the day in the 60s.
Yeah, it was nice.
Which Friday started the day in like the 80s.
High 80s. Yeah. Yeah.
Friday morning, I remember walking out and it was already like gross.
Your hair was already soup?
Yeah. No, it was bad. It was bad. As far as the heat, just the heat.
Yeah.
But, you know, moving into Saturday was great. The electricity was live. Everybody was out in the morning and just super... super active. It's when the vents get this big, which I don't even know. We share that it's 1, 2. It's she has 4 streets now.
Which if you were there last year, if you didn't make it this year, the conference or the festival expanded majorly.
Probably about 40% bigger.
Yeah,
as far as volume, the space it took.
Absolutely, yeah. So there
huge
was
a variety of vendors from everything from art to wood cutouts to metal to like. All kinds of Bigfoot stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There was some not Bigfoot stuff there, too, for, like, kids. And, like, there was that one, you know, and sketch it. It was all kinds of awesome stuff. But just absolutely massive. So it was, like, never as crowded as it was last year. So I think vendors were having a hard time telling how many people were there.
Right.
But I don't think some of the vendors realized it was also 40% bigger.
Right, yeah.
So, anyways, it was a killer. We sold out of T-shirts and cups and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it was probably our best.
No stickers, no.
Yeah.
No koozies. Like, nothing came home besides, like, 2 XL t-shirts.
Yeah, which is thank you, everyone that came out to see us.
Oh, yeah, thank you, everybody, for buying t-shirts and stuff like that.
Which, speaking of which,
yeah,
we need to give a big shout-out and thank you to our new listener, Jim.
Yep, met him at Monster Fest. He started listening to he listened to my presentation with Jeremiah. Jeremiah interviewed me on stage. Jim bought a metric ton of t-shirts for us to give out to kids.
Yes. He's
like, you know, pick kids that look like they're not going to, maybe they don't look like you're going to get a souvenir from the festival or whatever. Give them a t-shirt.
And we did.
And we did.
We gave all of them away.
But he paid for them.
He paid for them, which is so awesome, so nice. And I know a couple of those kids that made their day, which not to jump ahead too forward, but that very next day,
I got a picture of him.
When we were getting ready to leave the conference, we were sitting at the campgrounds, and here comes a kid.
One of that kid.
Yeah, the one we gave the free shirt to, walking up through the campgrounds, wearing the shirt, sees us getting ready to eat breakfast down at the campgrounds, and stops over at our camp.
Loses his mind. He's so excited.
Yeah, had about 10 minutes.
He already started listening to the podcast that night and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. He was like two episodes fully listened to and everything. Yeah.
So it made his whole weekend. He was just so excited. Yeah. That's the only thing he got. So
Jimmy inspired a new cryptozoologist researcher, probably.
Oh, yeah. He was going off about it. He was so excited. So thanks, Jim. You really made some kids' weekends.
Yeah, absolutely.
And tons of tons of listeners for the first time we got to meet them. Sorry, I can't remember everybody's names. You have one you wrote down before we got too busy.
Yeah. Well, Janelle was one of the names. Thank you, Janelle, for sharing your kind words and spending some time with us.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That was wonderful. It's always nice, I guess, touch talking to new listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, even awesome. Old ones, everyone. We love meeting all you guys. So that was, that was awesome. Of course, Connor was
Connor,
there.
Alex, Nicole. Yes. Nicole drove from North Carolina for this to hang out with us all weekend. She ran the booth for us.
I was just going to say a big shout out to Nicole for manning the booth while we were giving our presentation.
It. We really did appreciate it. Just knowing that nothing's walking off the table.
Right. Someone you can trust.
Because it did happen to Bill. You're joking about it.
But yeah.
Somebody walked up and grabbed a whole $100 stack of his headshots. $100 for Bill.
Right.
To buy them stack of his headshots.
They just took it right off his thing. He was heated. Never opened.
Yeah, because
I would be too.
What good's it do to anybody?
No, yeah, exactly.
It's not signed.
Unsigned headshots of Wild Bill. Someone needed 100 of them. Yeah.
And you didn't meet Bill. Like, that's part of the experience. You get the headshot signed and meet Bill. Like,
right, yeah.
I just don't. You're going to steal something. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Not me either.
Because the inherent value of that is through Bill.
Right, absolutely, yeah. That whole experience, yeah.
I just don't get it. I just don't get why that happened. But obviously, Bill was very heated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an understatement.
We had I think two koozies walk off, but they're a lot cheaper.
Yeah, and a couple stickers.
But the kids took those.
Yeah, I know, and I didn't want to be like, oh, yeah, all right, you just go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's stickers are replaceable.
Right. Yeah.
Let's see what else happened. When we spoke, it was so much fun, such an honor.
Yeah,
I spoke at the biggest Bigfoot festival in the world.
Do the thing, the clapping. That.
Oh, I gotta. It's always hard to find.
Don't worry. So, yeah, we spoke at the biggest Bigfoot festival in the world.
Thank you.
Okay, that's enough, guys. Settle down. All right, yeah, it went well. I think it really went real well. Everyone seemed to really enjoy themselves. We got good reviews. The buzz outside when we came outside seemed very positive. Enjoyed some nice conversations on the way back to our booth. So, yeah, I think it overall went great.
Mm-hmm. Gene and Barb all weekend were hanging out.
Yep, Gene and Barb.
Mm-hmm. The gals.
The gals, that's what we call them.
I have called them the gals before. no, they're so much fun.
Yeah.
They're coming to our event. They bought tickets. And
I'm super excited, yeah.
It's just, there's the crew that comes around these things is just so much fun.
It's like a family away from home.
So, I guess, to get through it, as far as this festival goes, for you guys listening, if you're thinking about coming to it next year or whatever, the amount of vendors with the variety of stuff is humongous.
Oh, yeah. One of the best in the world.
I will say that. Like, I mean, they had international booths this year.
That's true. I think Hawking is the first Bigfoot Fest, I think.
At least we've ever been to.
With international vendors.
That we've ever been to.
For sure.
I don't know the ones out west, but.
Right, yeah.
It was amazing. And all the stuff's great. Everything. There's a good portion of, well, not a huge portion. There is non-Bigfoot stuff, like the goat milk soap.
Yeah.
Which is awesome and stuff like that.
Oh, and the beard. Oh.
The beard oil.
Guy, yeah.
He's out of Columbus.
Black or something beard care.
I have it in the bus, the koozies.
Right, yeah.
We'll give him a shout out on another episode.
Okay.
I don't want to mess it up.
Right, yeah. He was super nice, too.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. He did the beer contest.
Yeah. But oh, we didn't even mention all the contests we judged and participated in.
We'll talk about that. I was just giving everybody the
thing. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm jumping around.
Vendors selection was awesome. The speakers, I mean, not to say they're all, are great, but no, not just us, you know, Cliff and Matt and now I'm trying to remember.
Well, Lyle was a speaker. He was a speaker.
Yeah, he was a speaker.
Steve, right. Lori.
Yeah, yeah, that's, I think that's everybody. And then B's presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So the speakers, you got a wide swath of Bigfoot from Bigfoot people from all different walks of Bigfoot.
Right, yeah.
You know, so that's fun. And nobody's presentation was like anybody else's. And then the room is really nice that we got to speak in. It was, you know, it was semi-intimate. It was still, there was like 150 people in there.
Yeah, but it was like we were right
but
with them.
We were walking around because we were there 12 minutes early because we were right when the first one after lunch. So we were in early. And we were doing crowd work, talking with people, you know, just having fun. Our presentation, we had so many, like, we left a half hour for questions. And I got nervous for about 2 seconds. I'm like, oh, questions, guys. And we like questions, you know, anything about this stuff. And then they came flooding.
Yeah, and we filled the second half an hour.
Well, we went over into Lyle's time just a little bit. So I just felt bad.
Oh, and our MC, too. Jeffrey Thomas.
So much fun.
Yes.
Jeff and his wife
awesome.
Are amazing people.
I wish I spent a little time talking to him, but I wish I could have spent a little more time because
his wife was laughing at us the whole week in a good way.
Yeah.
Because us being comical duo, whatever, you know, just being funny.
Well, I'm sure she thinks we're a bit touched.
No, I talked to her. She's just like, you can tell you guys do these festivals all the time. You can tell you guys like each other.
Yeah.
Because I'm yelling at you, you're yelling at me, and then we're handing each other a sandwich and just like...
You have to get through it.
Yeah, and we're making ham Subway sandwiches in the back and just all this stuff. And she's like, I thought there was just beer in that cooler. Like, there's a whole deli in here.
Yeah, the snacks, PB&J. I kept trying to offer Wild Bill, try to get him to eat an Uncrustable PB&J. I kept trying, and he would not. He was like, what the? What is that? Like, come on. The crust's already off, Bob Bill. You don't have to worry about it.
You should open it and just handed it to him.
I did open the one. I showed it to him. So here it is.
This is a Marine's favorite sandwich.
PB Crustable.
He would have ate it then.
Little kids, like, that's what I should have said to him. Come on, Bob Bill. It's Marine's favorite sandwich. Hoorah.
Hoorah. He would have all right, hoorah.
Snarped. Yes.
No, it was just such a fun festival.
Ain't it funny though? Like we literally spent the whole weekend screwing around with Wild Bill.
He carried me around the one night.
Yeah,
I was yelling "Hoorah!"
and we're making fun of him. He's making fun of us.
Oh,
like I kept telling him the only souvenirs I'm taking home from Hocken Hills are my bruises from Wild Bill just saying hi to me.
Yeah, beat you up. He's so much fun. I think it was really funny when I called you an idiot. And Bill's like, hey, he's the guy with Joel Service for a second. He's like, that's not very nice to say to about your friend.
Yeah.
And then immediately, I don't think you heard it. And you turned around and started talking about Flat Earth.
Wow. I don't know if it was
that. It was something like that level of just like,
something. I made
you were
a
goofing
comment.
Off about whatever it was.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, well, okay, you know what he is. Like,
yeah.
It was just really funny. It just worked out comedic timing of
right, yeah.
whatever you were talking about, like the moon being a hologram or something like that.
Yeah, who knows?
Just off the wall, you know, just for the middle of a conversation that wasn't about that.
Right, yeah. Well, it's a long, hot day, so who knows?
Anything could be possible.
Ah.
No, so the game. So talk about some of the stuff we judged.
So the first one you judged did you do the Sasquatch calling contest the first day?
Yeah, calling contest.
Because I did it the second day.
Yeah, you were supposed to do it
I was supposed to do this walk like a Sasquatch contest, but
you took too long in the bathroom because you didn't get your guts checked.
I didn't realize, I did fine. I was holding it for like 3 hours.
After I begged you for 2 hours to go use the bathroom.
And I was fine. You know, it's just sometimes you only go when you really got to go.
Anyway, so you missed it. So I judged the calling contest for the kids and the adults. And I gave the kids the option. I'm like, do you want the adults to go first or do you guys want to go first? And all the kids said the adults. So me and the adults all did it, and it was so much fun. The kids are great. The kids, some of the very little kids were like, you know, my name's Bill.
Yeah.
And
right.
Some of like the little kids were like, you know,
scream bloody murder into the thing.
They sound like an Aztec death whistle.
I had this one kid on the second day. His name is Colin, and you know, short, probably like 4-year-old. You know, pale as a ghost kid. But I only say that because when he did his scream, he screamed so hard, his face went from pale white, you know, to beet red because he was screaming so loud. So I ended up giving him he ended up winning day two. Old Colin, there's your shout out.
There you go, Colin. Let's see what else happened. I mean, just there was tons of stuff. Really cool vendors. I mean, everything from old favorites like Sherwin. You and Nicole screwed with me. Because
Sherwin,
whose idea was it?
I think it was
to get the print.
I think it was my, or she was telling me about it, and I said, "Oh, I should probably just go buy that." But I didn't know you had already had your eye on it.
So me and Nicole, when we walked around, so yeah. Sherwin did a new fire salamander print.
Right, yeah.
And literally, everybody doesn't know, me and Emily, my wife, were one of the four people to actually produce fire salamanders in the U.S. You know, get them to reproduce and stuff right. like that. So Sherwin had a fire salamander print where literally little salamanders crawling through the fire. It was awesome. So I'm like, I'll be back for that later, Sherwin, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I say that, so, you know, I'm like, whatever. So I leave to go to the bathroom. I'm like, I'll go get that right now. And Sherwin, it's gone. And Sherwin's like, yeah, last one. Somebody came, bought it in the frame and everything. I God dang it. I guess I'll have to get it the next one.
Yeah.
And Jay had bought it for me, and it was already back at the tent.
They didn't even know.
I didn't.
And then
I seen the frame. I didn't know what it was because it was
right.
face down.
Right, yeah. Then I threatened to keep it for my house so he can't ever see it.
Go ahead.
You know, I knew it was eating you up inside. Like, mm-hmm. sure. Go ahead, yeah. No, please, please don't. Bring it back. Bring it back. I knew that's what would really happen.
No, so it was just an all-around awesome weekend. We went to dinner every night with everybody. Gene, Barb, Nicole, Nick. If anybody's listening to episode one,
yeah,
Nick was there all weekend.
Yep, Kelly was there.
Kelly, oh my gosh, so much fun with Kelly.
Who else we got? Trying to think that second night with yeah. everybody.
Anyway, the first night was just us, Nick, Nicole, Gina, Barb.
Yep.
At Town.
Home Tavern.
Home Tavern. Yes. Home Tavern.
The Home Tavern.
It was great food, great prices.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Saturday night, I ate like a monster, and I drank a lot that she was literally bringing me three beers at one time.
And well, per request.
Per my request. No, I'd asked her to do it because I need one beer while I'm waiting on you to get the other yes. two. And I think my tab was $40.
No, not too shabby. The prices were amazing.
And I drink Angry's. And Angry's are like some places like
sometimes they jack them up.
$6, $7, $8 a piece.
Yeah.
And they were $2.75 there.
Yeah.
What they actually cost.
Right.
You know, so it was, yeah, I don't know. Give them. Yeah. Bring him.
Hand him over.
Bring a 12-pack out here. Set right. him in a bucket right next to me.
Right, yeah.
I'm good for him.
Right.
Z-Biotics from Brian Wolf was just amazing. Brian was so much fun the whole weekend.
Yeah, and Brian Wolf, not the MC, but he was just the... What would his role be?
He was the master of ceremonies outside, and Jeffrey was the master of ceremonies inside.
Inside, okay. That makes more sense.
With how big B's event is, there
you need both.
Yeah,
yeah. Brian's amazing.
Which I probably have to help Brian for our event, you know, in between, because I'll probably announce some of the speakers.
Oh, for sure.
Inside and get them set up.
Yeah, and I'll help. Yeah, well, we both we'll tag team it. Yeah, but Wolf Rock Radio, you know, tune in to Wolf Rock Radio and listen to
.com.
Yep, .com and listen to Brian's radio program. It's amazing.
He's awesome. He does great work. Professional Santa, hire him for your events.
And professional Santa voice.
He does amazing. Who did he do this weekend?
The inconceivable guy. The guy from Princess Bride.
He sounded like him because I didn't. The first time he did it, I wasn't there.
I was upstairs. Yeah,
and I heard it, and I thought that actor was downstairs.
He sounds just like him, and he does a very good butthead. We found out.
Oh yeah,
he just did that one on the spot, but he nailed it.
No, hopefully these stories are entertaining for you guys because it was. Yeah. Or I know we're forgetting stuff because it was such a long weekend.
And who would have thought, though, like that Saturday night, would you have thought even a year ago, you'd be sitting there eating dinner, chumming it up with
Matt Pruitt, Cliff,
Lyle Blackburn.
A whole bunch of awesome listeners.
Oh, absolutely. But not like in a sense like it would be like starstruck or anything like that. It's just
hanging out.
Like there are all of our friends and mm-hmm. family. It's just what it feels like.
Yeah, Lyle came over, was talking shop with me, you know, like talking about like, hey, what can we do, you know, you're just talking shop.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. They're great people.
Absolutely, you know. Yeah. It's a great community.
100%. B's done an amazing job orchestrating this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We are super honored to be speakers at it this year. Hopefully we did a good enough job. She may have us back in the future. If not, it's fine. I understand.
We get it, B.
We get it.
No.
No, but it's truly amazing. It's if you're in Ohio, or even if you're not, if you're willing to make the drive like the one family from South Dakota.
Yeah.
it is definitely one worth it because it's just absolutely massive. It's Thursday through Saturday, so it's worth the drive down. There's absolutely tons of stuff to do. It's one of those events you can go all day to.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say this is the biggest, baddest, best. Bigfoot, bestest, baddest isn't like, you know, the Michael Jackson bad. Biggest, baddest, bestest Bigfoot festival in the United States.
I'll say that. I mean, we do them all over. So throwing anything at anybody else's festival.
Right.
This one's just...
If you don't go, if you listen to our show and you don't go to any festivals at all, I'm highly recommending. Just make it to one. Find one. If you can make it to Bigfoot, Hawk Mills Bigfoot Fest, that'd be amazing.
Hot Bigfoot Jamboree is going to be pretty great,
It's going to be a really freaking amazing. That there one, that might challenge that Hawk and Hills one here. We'll see.
The B helped us with this.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
It helps when there's already a person that handles a 50,000 person festival.
It helps. Yeah, I know.
I think that's it. I think that's pretty much it. There's more stories.
Absolutely, yeah. But if I have anything to say after all of it, just if you haven't been to a festival, get out there and get to one. Just get to one.
It's so much fun when people, you go out to a place that people don't take it like super seriously, but take it like they know Bigfoot's real or they, you know, it's just fun to talk about Bigfoot where you know you're at a Bigfoot festival.
Serious enough to go and have fun and not have to worry about thinking or believing in this stuff because we're all here just to have fun. And.
And that's what the conversations I heard all weekend were about. Just like, just talking all kinds of stuff about Bigfoot, whether we are part of them or not.
You know? Yeah.
But just,
it's from
just
Bigfoot fun. To Mothman to every
UFO stuff.
Every like, weird
you
know, thing.
It's just fun because it's, you can get into it.
I'm sure if you're listening to the show and you're into, we're all weird. We're all weird.
Everybody.
It's all right. It's okay. Fine. Embrace it. Embrace your inner weird. Come out and be weird with us.
I hope to see you guys out there. Hopefully you come out to a High Bigfoot Jamboree.
Yeah.
I have been the great and powerful mystery.
And I've been JClone23.
We'll catch you next week, guys.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.